This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
فتاة الخير يا أملا تنير مسير دعوتنا وتقيد مشعل الإيمان كي تنجو بأمتنا وترفع راية القرآن تحدو ركب عزتنا وتسمو في العلا قيما وتحذو ركب سنتنا.
الله سبحانه وتعالى, our creator, who knows us better than we know ourselves, is not a man. So when we, as Muslims, are true to Islam, we are not obeying a man. Even when we obey the Prophet ﷺ, why do we do so? It is because the creator of the heavens and the earth has given that man authority. That is why we do it. When we obey our husbands, is it because Islam is subjugating us? No. It's because out of his wisdom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, who is not a man, has told us to obey our husbands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us what the purpose of our life is. And He told us, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. He told us, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. That is the purpose of our lives. He is the one who created death and life in order to test us who is the best indeed. He created us to worship Him. And He, our Creator, told us 1400 years ago that we are both, men and women, equally important. Allah says, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ أَنِّي لَا أُضِيعُ عَمَلَ عَامِلٍ مِّنْكُمْ مِّنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى بَعْضُكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْضٍ فَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا وَأُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَأُوذُوا فِي سَبِيلِي وَقَاتَلُوا وَقُتِلُوا لَأُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ وَلَأُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ ثَوَابًا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الثَّوَابِ. Allah tells us, and their Lord responded to them, never will I allow to be lost the work of anyone amongst you, whether male or female. You are of one another. So those who emigrated or were evicted from their homes or were harmed in my cause or fought or who were killed, I will surely remove from them their misdeeds. I will surely remove from them their sins, and I will surely admit them into gardens beneath which rivers flow as a reward from Allah. And Allah has with Him the best of rewards. And there are so many verses in the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes to us that I will not allow your deeds to be wasted, whether you are a man or whether you are a woman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that we as men and women are not the same. And of course He knows that. He is the creator of men and women. And so it would be extremely unjust of the creator of men and women, who knows that we are different, to put exactly the same rules, exactly the same expectations upon two beings who are different. Allah says, وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. The male is not like the female. And Allah tells us, stop comparing. It's not about a competition between men and women. We complement one another. Society needs both men and women working together. We are not part of this individualistic agenda where we say that the individual is the only thing that's important, and the individual reaching her or his goals is the most important thing, regardless of what effect it has. This is not Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in the Quran, and this was revealed at a time when Umm Salama, as the Mufassirin say, came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she asked him, and she was kind of doing ta'ajjub, you know, wow, the men, you know, they get to go and do jihad and they get all this reward. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse. He said, وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوْا مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ لِلرِّجَالِ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا اكْتَسَبُوا وَلِلنِّسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا اكْتَسَبْنَ وَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. Allah said, don't wish for the things that Allah has made some of you excel over the others. So the things that Allah has given one of you to do, don't compare and don't a wish for that thing. And then Allah said, for the men is reward for what they will do, and for the women is going to be reward for what they do. وَاسْأَلُ اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. And turn to Allah, ask Him. If there's something you want, ask Allah. And then Allah reminds us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. That Allah is knowledgeable and you are not. He tells us He is knowledgeable over all things and we are not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the picture and we only have the pixel. And we think that we can use our minds to come to conclusions about what's best for humanity.
تحذو ركب سنتنا فتات الخير يا أملا تنير مسير دعوتنا وتقيد مشعل الإيمان كي تنجو بأمتنا وترفع راية القرآن تحذو ركب عزتنا وتسمو في العلا قيما وتحذو ركب سنتنا.